Hey everyone, welcome back to Gold Sounds Podcast, episode 5 with Steph and Danny. Gold Sounds.
Today we're going to do a different approach. Rather than our normal format, we're going to be discussing some of our favorite covers. But we can still start with the first song. Do you remember the first song you listened to today?
I'm trying to remember the first song. You know what I will say? I may have gone on Instagram at some point. So maybe the first song I did hear was a reggaeton song called Mírame, and it's a song by Daddy Yankee. It was like one of the first songs he ever came out with. But I would say, like, yeah, that's probably what I was listening to that I can remember.
What does that mean? Watch us?
Yeah, watch me. And it's like that's really like all I remember from reggaeton. Yeah.
Year of Spanish. Cool. What was my first song today? I was thinking about covers. So I think my first song was The Man Who Sold the World by Nirvana. Well, it's actually by David Bowie, and Nirvana covered it in their NYC Unplugged album.
Cool.
In like the early 90s.
Is that the one from the MTV special?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, cool. I feel like the MTV thing was like historic. Like I vividly remember watching like the Nirvana special and like all the specials for the Unplugged series, but yeah.
It's a very good album. Like for any Nirvana fan, definitely recommend it if you don't already have it. So yeah, let's just, I guess, start off. So pretty much we're talking about covers today. So as all of you know, you can follow Gold Sounds playlist to see the songs that we reference. But for this one, I think that maybe you should just add your covers to this other playlist I've made that already existed. That's under SMC91 on Spotify, and it's just called Covers and Their Originals. So we can add yours to that, and then people can go to that for like a whole playlist of cool covers.
Cool.
Sweet. Why don't you go first?
Just so everyone has context listening to this, I try to stick in the realm of like hip-hop and R&B, and originally I was going to pick songs that just contain samples because hip-hop is a little bit more sample-focused than cover-focused. Usually people are covering hip-hop songs, not the other way around. But there's some classics that I feel like I grew up on and grew up with that I almost like didn't know were covers until like later on in my life. And so I'll address some of those here. And the first one I want to make mention of is Killing Me Softly by the Fugees.
Yeah.
I grew up like listening to this song, and I never knew it wasn't like a completely original song. Obviously, like most covers change the beat up and, you know, sometimes change like the melodic content. But like if you listen to the original and Fuji's version, it's like verbatim, and like the melody is almost exactly the same with a couple of different switch ups. But the original song was written and performed by Lori Lieberman, composed or produced by Charles Fox. And if you listen to the original, it's very like folk. And it's actually like the same melody, so it's like really cool. But what I really like about the Fugees version, maybe this is just a cause of me having grown up with it, is just how nostalgic it feels. Like it just feels, I don't know how to describe what a classic song sounds like, but this always sounds classic to me. Like no matter when I hear it, yeah, the second like, it comes bow, on, bow, it's like,
bow, bow, you know,
yeah,
that's like an iconic little chord there.
Yeah, and it's interesting because it starts on like a pickup note. Like it's not like a downbeat, it's just like leading into it. But obviously the song contains a lot of samples in and of itself, and I won't dive into those samples, but it is worth noting that like this song is not an original song, even though like I grew up with it and like knew it as like the de facto Killing Me Softly. And the original singer was actually a white woman, and it, you know, it's really amazing, you know, what music can do to like cross any type of barrier. So it's really awesome to see like this lyrical content actually be able to affect so many people of so many different backgrounds. So
great pick. That's also just an overall good album, the score.
Yeah.
By the Fugees.
Yeah.
Nice. So when I was picking these, I was trying to pick them such that rather than picking what covers were necessarily my favorite, I tried to think of some that were impressive and that the band or group covering seamlessly recreated the song in their own style, which I think is always really impressive. So one version of that I think went really well was The Wait, the song that's originally by The Band, which is the name of the band, The Band. You're familiar with the song, probably. No?
I don't think so.
I don't know if that's possible. But have you heard the song The Wait? Like, I feel like if you were to play it right now, like, just Google it.
Yeah.
Because if there was, like, a list of quintessential American songs, this would undoubtedly be on it. Down, 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 down. That was my rendition of the melody. Went down to Nazareth, you know?
Just the fact that the word Nazareth is in it.
There's a lot of like biblical.
Oh yeah, I definitely heard this song.
Yeah, okay. Thank God. I was about to be like, there's no way. I just feel like it's impossible to not
Nazareth.
Have heard it. That's your beautiful voice. But yeah, I mean, I really like that song and it's just a classic. And so that was written by band member Robbie Robertson. Real name.
Okay, so their name is The Band and this guy's name is Robbie Robertson. Like, can
yeah,
these guys
I don't think non-generic. I don't think that there was much time spent on titles in their lives
or their birth names.
Yeah, or their birth names. So the song's about a visitor's experience in a town mentioned in the lyrics. First line is Nazareth. You can read into it, like, there's a lot of biblical references in the song, and they say that it's about the town Nazareth in Pennsylvania because of the guitar brand that he was using at the time, their headquarters being there. There's like a ton of material if you are interested. But anyway, Aretha Franklin covered it in 1969, so the year after the band released it, and it just like topped the charts with her cover. It's just a really beautiful and soulful cover of a really great song. And I think this is one of those times where, rather than, you know, recreating to sound as much as you can like the original, she really took it to make her own. And, you know, if someone hadn't heard the original version, they would just think it was another awesome Aretha Franklin song. So yeah, that's my first pick.
My second song dives deeper into just like hip hop. I just want to say, like, yeah, the ones I picked, I tried to make it still like unique in a way, because like hip hop is known for sampling like soul records. The next two I'm going to mention, or the one I'm going to mention next, is Run DMC, Walk This Way. And this one features the people that they're actually like remixing / covering, which is Aerosmith.
That's one of my favorites. I love that song. The DMC version.
Yeah.
The DMC version. Yeah.
And here's another one, like, being a kid who, like, you know, grew up on hip hop, like, I was like, oh, who's Aerosmith? Do you know what I mean? Like, it was one of those things where I was just like, this is hip hop, and now there's like a rock band on a hip hop song versus like the other way around. I'm sure anyone who grew up listening to like rock music is like, you're out of your mind. But I think what, like, the reason I really like this cover or like this remix or whatever you want to call it is because it was such a pivotal moment for hip hop, for rappers to break out of the box of like the stereotypical, just like, put on a beat, it's electronic, and you just rap on it. This song did wonders for hip hop as a genre, for people to accept it. And I think it was just such an influential part of hip hop history. And I love the fact that it's just a cross genre blend of like hip hop and rock, and figuring out a way to like make those two work seamlessly, I think took a lot of guts creatively to do something like that at this time. And I think no one could have done it better than Run DMC, and kind of the amount of respect they had at the time. And then also being able to, you know, one thing about kind of remixing or covering is like, at the end of the day, the artist, you know, has to respect your song. And like, there's no better, like, you know, compliment than the actual artist wanting to be on the song with you. So yeah, I think this was a big moment for hip hop. And I think it's one of the best cover / remixes / samples of all time.
Yeah, that's a good one. Right? how the guitar line goes. Danny's giving me the dumbest stare.
I'm just going to let you drown your own, your own sound effects.
Everyone who knows the song can understand the music. We can't do samples in this, so I'm just trying to provide what I can.
Yeah.
My next song is by like two lesser known groups. The song is called Funeral Singers, and it's originally by a band, like an experimental rock band from Chicago named Caliphone, and it was released in their 2009 album, All My Friends Are Funeral Singers, which is a line from the song. But then the music group Sylvan Esso made like this hauntingly beautiful cover that's a little more electronic-y in 2018. And it's a song that I've always really loved. It's just like really sad and deep cutting, and it's hard to know what it's about. I've always thought it was about losing someone that you love to suicide, just from some of the lyrics, and like not being able to be like comforted by your friends because they, you know, certain experiences are just kind of isolating. But I'm not sure if that's what it's about. That's just my interpretation. And both versions of the song, I think, are really beautiful, but also super sad. But there's actually a film of the same name directed by Caliphone that sheds light on what the song is actually about. I haven't watched it, but apparently it made it to Sundance in 2010, which is really cool. So if you guys find that you like the song and have 90 minutes to kill, go wild. Yeah, it's my number two.
Cool. My third pick is another hip-hop slash rock combo. It's Jay-Z's Takeover, and it's the intro to his Blueprint album, the first Blueprint. This album in general for Jay-Z fans is like the most definitive, like hands down, one of the greatest albums he's created. And this intro to the album was around the time when he had beef with Nas and Prodigy of Mobb Deep. And he wanted to have an intro that essentially, like, the song is called Takeover, and he wanted an intro that kind of put a stamp on, like, I'm the king of New York, you know, I'm the king of rap, and you guys are going to bow down to me because of my lyrical content. And hip hop's always had this, like, kind of, like, you know, beef or battle like mentality. But what was really cool is that he sampled The Doors. 5 to 1 is the song he sampled. Or actually, not he sampled, Kanye West actually made this beat. And so this was before Kanye was a rapper or was known as a rapper. And he did a lot of the production on the Blueprint. But I just thought it was, again, interesting that this fusion of like rock and hip hop is kind of like this thematic thing that Run DMC started and has continued throughout the thread of hip hop. And the fact that Jay-Z is using it as almost a battle record kind of reinforces like the rock mentality of like, you know, doing what you want and not listening to authority and being the authority. And he actually wrote a letter to The Doors in order to clear the sample because there was some hesitation around letting a hip hop artist use their art. And once Jay-Z reached out to him with this letter, they kind of agreed that, you know, what he was doing with the song was almost paying homage in a way, even though he was doing a battle record. So in the end, they cleared the sample and he was able to use it. And it went on one of the most iconic hip-hop albums of all time. So hopefully there's a lot of people discovering The Doors through the sampling of that record.
Nice. Very cool. The Doors are good. One of our last podcasts, I mentioned Galaxy 500. They actually have a cover of the song Ceremony by English rock band New Order. And I just really love that cover of the song. So Ceremony is an interesting song because it was released in 1981 by New Order, but it was technically the last song written by the singer of Joy Division. So Joy Division members, their singer died, and then they later formed, the singer was Ian Curtis, and after he died, they formed what people know as New Order. Both bands, I think, were pretty famous. But yeah, so I always thought it was like a New Order song, but apparently Ian Curtis wrote it, and it was like one of the last songs he ever wrote for Joy Division before he died, and then New Order, when they formed, created it. But yeah, the Galaxy 500 version is released as part of their album On Fire. It came out in 1989.
Cool. New Order.
You definitely know them.
What's like their
Bizarre Love Triangle?
My next pick. This is number four.
No mercy today.
This is number four. So my next pick is more of a straight up sample. It's not really a cover. And it's by one of my favorite producers slash composers of all time, Dr. Dre.
You know, I had dinner once with his son.
With which son?
I don't know. I was very
drunk. All right. Yeah. Someone definitely had dinner.
The one who we were in Vegas, and it was when I worked with Sensel, and we were trying to like get him to do something with us. So he took us out to dinner at like 3 a.m. I don't even know if we should call it dinner. It was after his concert. What's his son's name? It's the one who has concerts. Like, he's a musician.
Yeah, I forget his son's name, but...
Anyway, that's who it was.
Yeah.
It was, like, him and his posse. It was, like, one of the weirdest experiences of my life.
Partying with Dr. Dre's son. Yeah, so the song's called What's the Difference? And this is off the Chronic 2001 album, which is a masterpiece.
What's the difference between you and me, that song?
You were, like, a 16th note off from the actual cadence of the song, but yes, that's the song.
But that's the song?
Yeah.
Nice. That's a good song.
Yeah, I love this album. Is just classic. Like, if you're listening to this right now and you need a real classic hip hop album to listen to, you should listen to this album. It's very explicit though. Just a heads up.
Cover your ears.
It samples a French composer / singer. His name is Charles Aznavour, and the original song was made in 1966. And it's called Parce que tu crois. It's a French title. It's a French song. And the title means because you believe. This guy was interviewed around how he felt about collaborating with Dr. Dre. And he just mentioned that he never really got to work with him. It was more just like a contract being sent over. But that he really liked and enjoyed the final song. So, plus he gets paid off of it. So I'm sure he saw a pretty big check given the fact that that was a pretty big album. But definitely, like, what I really like about the way Dr. Dre used this is there's like horns in the sample, and it's the majority of the song. But this is like one of the most, I feel like one of the most amazing songs I've ever heard Dr. Dre make. Just sonically, it sounds amazing. The fact that this is a sample is incredible. And a fun fact about the song is that Kanye West's favorite snare sound to use, he sampled from this song. So, well, I hope I got that right, but I'm pretty sure it's What's the Difference. Or is it Explosive? It's either What's the Difference or Explosive. But Kanye West loves this album too. Or when Kanye West was really producing, he was really into the album. But yeah, overall, I think sonically, like, Dr. Dre is one of the most untouchable producers. Like, just the way he puts sounds together and the fact that, you know, he was able to take this song from the 60s and really bring it into the new generation, I think is really awesome.
Nice. Good pick.
All my picks are good. Thanks.
I don't know. I mean, today we're doing well. I don't know what number I'm on. I guess I'm on number four. Okay. I don't have much to say about this. I just think it's a great cover. You know, I Will Survive, the song.
Oh,
by...
no, I don't know this song. Can you tell me what this is?
It's originally, fuck off. It's originally like Gloria Gaynor, but Cake. Have you ever heard of the band Cake? So Cake is a band, it's like an alternative rock band from the 90s. That I really love. They have a really distinctive sound. And he talks like, the way he sings is more like talking. He wrote Short Skirt, Long Jacket. I feel like that was really popular. Maybe you've heard it. Cake did a cover of I Will Survive, and it is one of my favorite covers of all time. I just really like the band Cake too. I remember like distinctly when I learned about them, I was like a kid, like really young, and my climbing instructor, who is, I think, like a Rutgers student at the time or something. I definitely had a crush on him, and he would play really good music, and I'd be like, who is this? And he was like, Cake. And then I was like, Cake.
Just like that.
I was like a 9-year-old. But it's just a great cover. You should listen to it. Yeah, I don't have too much to say, but everybody knows the original, and now you'll know the cover.
Cool. Another pick by Steph.
I feel like you're going to add sound effects after that. You're going to be like, doom, doom, doom.
This is the fifth one. This is the last one. So this one I chose only because I think, you know, given that there's not too many covers in hip hop, and I've been focusing on the sample side of things. This is one of the greatest samplers, sample producers of all time, Kanye West, and his most amazing intro to the world as a rapper, Through the Wire, samples Chaka Khan's Through the Fire. And I think what was interesting about Kanye West during this time was that he reintroduced like this whole soul era to hip hop. And it made, because he was sampling things that people had been listening to for decades already, it made it almost like resonate with those people, with the audience that was listening to like Jay-Z at the time, or State Property, or any of these other hip hop acts from the East Coast. And I think when he came out with his single Through the Wire, it was like, you know, the climax of like, you know, being able to use soul samples and 70s samples, or samples from the 70s in hip hop music. And he obviously kept some of the best beats for himself. And this was one of those beats where I literally remember where I was in the world. Like when I heard this song, I could like probably paint a picture of like what my environment looked like at the time when I first heard this song. And I actually saw the video first time I heard it. So it's just like one of those moments in hip hop, or one of those moments in music where if you're around for it, you realize like there's something special about it. And then his trajectory after it, of course, was like, you know, he skyrocketed. So yeah, definitely one of my favorite Kanye West records. And, you know, if you haven't listened to it in a while or haven't listened to it at all, definitely something to tune into. And also before I close out, I just want to mention like a lot of these songs that I'm mentioning, or any song that you've ever heard in hip hop, there's a site called whosampled.com. And essentially, it's like a reverse lookup. So you can type in the name of a song that you're really into in hip hop and see if they sampled anything from another song. And it'll give you like the song that you input and then any songs that have used it, and give you like YouTube videos so you can hear exactly where they sampled the song. So if you're interested in this kind of stuff and you really enjoy this episode, definitely check that out. But Steph has one last pick. I know you're all looking forward to hearing it after my picks, but yeah, go ahead.
I'm gonna smack you next time I see you in person. That's actually cool. I wonder if that site works for other genres, or is it just for hip hop?
I think it does. I think it works for everything, actually.
Very cool. Pick is The Only Living Boy in New York, originally by Simon and Garfunkel. The cover I chose is Kishibashi's version. Kishibashi is like a multi-instrumentalist singer who used to be part of Montreal for a while, actually, but now does solo stuff. And he actually has a couple of good covers. He does a pretty compelling cover of This Must Be the Place by the Talking Heads. But I chose The Only Living Boy in New York because I just absolutely love that song. It's just really sweet and like kind of lonely sounding. But I love the Simon Garfunkel version, and I really like the Kishibashi version as well. And sometimes I'll just like listen to both back to back. Yeah, that's it.
Cool story, bro. Cool. Yeah. That was pretty fun to.
That was fun.
Actually,
do. Yeah. That was actually really fun. It was honestly hard for me to choose, but like we mentioned, Danny will add some of his songs to the playlist. Just Covers and Their Originals is the name on Spotify, or you could look up SMC91. Now everyone knows how old I am.
Cool. Well, thank you everyone for tuning in. Hopefully your weeks are getting better in some way, shape, or form through these podcasts. Hopefully brightening up your day.
Yeah, send us some encouragement.
Yeah, let us know if this is working or not. I know Spotify streaming is down 7% during this time, so hopefully.
How's that possible?
Because people aren't listening to music. Well, it's not that people aren't listening to music. It's like the normal means for, like, people usually listen on their commute, on, you know, in the car. And now that those things aren't there right now for many, many of us, it's just, I think it's just a matter of like, this is what it would have been had there been no form of transportation in the world.
Yeah. It's tough. Sometimes the only time of day that I know what time it is at 7 when they start to clap outside for the workers. Well, everyone stay sane.
Stay safe. Listen to Gold Sounds podcast.
Yeah. And listen to the music. I feel like a lot of people really struggle. I'll get feedback that people are like, I have to pause and then Google it. Like, you don't have to do that. Just go to the playlist and you'll be chill. Anyway, thanks everybody for listening.
Go Sounds.
And have a great week. Cheers.
Peace.